yourself.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. And let me also thank the expert for their excellent presentations. As is well known, the application of and the compliance with international law is a central aspect for our delegation, and this is also why Switzerland has tabled a working paper on that subject. It sets out the existing constraints and requirements under international law, notably be the substantive rules of IHL and those related to accountability and the procedural rules regarding weapons reviews. With a view to ensure compliance, we also proposed a broad working definition that is without prejudice to the question of potential future regulation and would obviously need to be adapted at that time. In this regard, the comments made by Ms. Lawand were very interesting, and we can fully support what she said with regard to the aspect of lethality. In the paper, we also argued that we should reiterate that the potential development and employment of any weapon systems, including autonomous weapon systems, must comply in all circumstances with existing international law and in times of armed conflict, particularly with IHL. We should also reaffirm and spell out the applicable law as it applies to autonomous weapon system, and with a view to securing and facilitating compliance, we see a merit in identifying best practices, technical standards, policy measures that complement, promote, and reinforce international law. Various suggestions have been put forward to this effect. Listening to the discussions, it seems that the concept of meaningful human control or appropriate human judgment is widely seen as a useful concept, irrespective of how you call it, meaningful, effective, adequate control, or human involvement. Ensuring the involvement of the human being seems to be a valid argument to satisfy possible ethical concerns, to contribute to ensure compliance with IHL, and to respect military command and control. The question that now arises is how much and what kind of control should humans retain for the deployment and use of autonomous weapons to be perceived to be acceptable. These questions are just also on two basic aspects that need to be considered. First, meaningful or effective human control that is sufficient to ensure that the use of autonomous weapons does not produce outcomes that would be unlawful under existing international law. And the second other aspect relates more to the question about the morality of delegating life and death decisions to machines. While there are linkages, there is also a need to treat them, the legal and the ethical questions, separately. With regard to the legal question, I would like to make a few comments with relating to the control necessary. The overarching obligation of belligerents to respect and ensure respect for IHL in all circumstances seems to imply that a derived duty of exercising sufficient control or supervision over the development or employment of autonomous weapon systems. In accordance with this obligation, preparatory measures must be taken to permit implementation of IHL, and implementation should be supervised. Given the current state of robotics and artificial intelligence, we hold that it's difficult today to conceive of an autonomous weapon system that would be capable of reliably operating in full compliance with all the obligations arising from existing IHL without any human control in the use of force, notably in the targeting cycle. However, it's useful to recognize that control can be exercised in various different ways, both independently and in combination, such as the programming phase, testing, and evaluations in weapon reviews, restrictions in the parameters of engagement in line with the system's compliance capabilities. I would therefore have a question that I would like to ask the panelists, whether they can elaborate on how, in their view, control or supervision ought to be usefully defined and exerted, and what would be, in their view, the right quality of the human-machine interaction to ensure and facilitate compliance with IHL. This also against the background that a human being will be eventually deciding whether or not to use a given system in a certain circumstance. Thank you, Mr. Chair.